It's the Community Spotlight. During the Thanksgiving season, when food can be a big priority, we're hearing from the Department of Agri-Economics and Agri-Business at the U of A. Students there recently completed oral food history projects. Today we hear from student Brady Martin.
America is a completely different place than it was 50 or even 25 years ago, and agriculture in America is no exception. While the explosion of factory farming and growth of international commodity trading is taught in schools, it is important to examine the observations of a primary resource to understand the full effects of such dramatic shifts on the average citizen of the time. I decided to interview my grandfather, Michael "Mike" D. Ford, due to his age and intimate knowledge of agrarian topics. At almost 74 years old, he has planted and taken care of a garden since he learned how to walk. Garden being a humbler term for 50 or so acres of various rotating crops, such as watermelons, okra, potatoes, cucumbers, black-eyed peas, and corn. Mike was born in 1946 in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a much more rural area than it is now. His father, J.D. Ford, was a county agent, and so the family moved around frequently until they ended up in Ashdown, Arkansas, a small town with plenty of room for a family farm. Mike remembers eating much the same crops he grows now when he was younger. However, back then they had hogs, chickens, and a milk cow on the property also to add some variety to meals. He prefers to just maintain the crops now because, in his words, okra never once kicked or bit me. Also, he fondly remembers Betty, his mother's, baking skills, and that in all these years he's gotten close to her old cornbread recipe, but he could never quite get it perfected. When I asked him about his favorite foods now compared to then, he said he still enjoys his old favorites like fried chicken and pot roast, but he's not sure he could go back because he'd have to give up supreme pizza and Chinese buffets. In fact, he notes the sheer variety of food available nowadays is what really sets 2019 apart from his past. Even more so than just new restaurants, walking through the grocery stores, there are aisles and aisles of new food inventions being marketed every year. And the produce is always fully stocked. No matter the season, you can always get any fruit or vegetable you want. Looking back on the old stores he and his family used to ride into town to shop from, they were mostly just dry stuff you couldn't get at home, like sugar and flour.
UA Agri student Brady Martin reading an excerpt from his oral food history. You can hear his entire oral food history at KUAF.com. The Community Spotlight on KUAF. Local matters.